The pasuk says lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol v'yareisa me'elokacha, that you're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. And as we know, that doesn't just mean a physical stumbling block, but it also means to give someone bad advice. That's also going to make them stumble. That's also going to make them fall. A person has to make sure that when they give advice, they're giving advice that makes sense, that's sound advice. Now, why does the pasuk have to end with v'yareisa me'elokacha? So Rashi says that a person may say, hey, I'm going to give bad advice to a person, but who cares? No one knows if that was my intent or not. I give advice. Maybe it ends up being bad advice, but no one's going to know what my intent is. So the pasuk says, no, v'yareisa me'elokacha, that of course there is one person, one being who knows. That's Hashem. Hashem knows if the advice you were giving was good advice or bad advice. You have to be fearful. You have to recognize that Hashem knows if that advice is good advice or not good advice. And I think we can flip that on the positive also, that there are certain mitzvos or certain actions or certain things that we can do, bitsena, things that we can do privately, that are just between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like in the negative, Hashem's going to know if you gave bad advice, even though nobody else knows, so too there are certain things that we don't have to publicize. We don't have to tell everyone the chasadim that we do. We don't have to tell everyone the special things that we did, but Hashem knows. And that should give us the strength, and it should give us the encouragement to continue to do that. Even if nobody knows, there's a piece of garbage on the floor, you clean your car before your wife gets into the car, something small, even though nobody else knows, but Hashem knows, and Hashem's going to pay you for that. Hashem's going to give you schar for all those mitzvahs that we do, even though nobody else knows about them.